Well, this is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil here in the Bemidji studio. I've got James Stolhammer here with me.
Yeah, hey.
He's a member of Chaotic Resemblance. Are you feeling good about that?
Yeah,
you can pull it closer to you.
I'm feeling pretty
good.
There you go.
I didn't even look over there. I was just too excited to talk to you. But, you know, we've talked about you guys before, Chaotic Resemblance. It's a Christian rock band.
It is.
And how long have you been with the guys in the band?
I've been with them since December of 2020.
Okay.
So.
Coming up on 3.5 years, I suppose, something like that.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to the fact that you guys are going to be in concert here in April.
We will be.
Three different locations.
Yeah.
So I love that. If you hear a little voice in the background, tell us who that is, James.
Yeah, that's my son, John Israel. My wife and I had him last February, so he just turned a year old in February. So if you hear noises in the background, it's probably coming from him.
He's just cheering you on.
How old
is he then?
He's just over a year.
Stephanie's here too.
Yeah,
just
she is.
Here, which is awesome. Nice to meet her today as well. But you reached out. The band, you know, you joined up with these guys a few years ago, like you said, and they're from Oklahoma.
Yeah, they are.
When you guys do, you know, some small tours, you got to hit the road. Huh?
Yeah. Usually we, my wife and I, travel the 14 hours to Poto, Oklahoma, where they live, and we hop in the bus or carpool, whatever we need to do. Sometimes we meet them if they are playing somewhere in the Midwest.
Well, right, exactly.
So we just meet them there. So.
Meet them halfway.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, let's talk about you. You, you know, got a love for music back, you know, quite about 14 years ago or so.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, I just always had a love for music. I remember what really propelled my love for Christian rock was at the Skillet concert that came through in about 2010, 2011. Yeah. I was probably only 10, 11 years old.
Here in Bemidji.
Bemidji. And I remember, just all the performances. We as Human, Manifest, Disciple really got my blood pumping. Skillet. And it was just... it was a great concert, and I remember after that concert, I just knew that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And
you loved Jesus at that time. You had been raised to be a follower of Him, and it's been powerful in your life, hasn't it?
It has been, My grandpa was a pastor.
Yeah.
He passed away now.
Don?
Yeah, Don Stolhammer.
Stolhammer,
sure. He was a pastor here in Bemidji for a lot of years, since the 80s.
Absolutely.
And a mentor to a lot of guys. So he mentored me throughout all my growing up years. My mom and dad raised us in a Christian home, took us to church, and just had a love for the Lord and love for music. And so I've come from a rich family of faith in the Bemidji area, so I've been very blessed with that.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does.
To be raised in a home that focuses on Christ, and,
and
you know, you're doing it in your own unique way.
Yeah.
Christian rock.
Yeah.
You know, was Don and his was he a headbanger back in the day? Just kidding. But I bet he supported you.
He did.
Following your. What God has opened the door for you. So you started drumming about that time after that concert, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. My uncle, Scotty, up in Aurora, Minnesota, he's a musician himself. He rents out sound systems, drum sets, stuff like that. So he hooked me up with my first electric drum set when I was about 10 or 11. And in the first couple of years, I probably broke every piece on it.
Banging away.
Then my dad, from his same uncle, got me a really nice acoustic set. So... that's what I've used ever since, the one I use on the road now with
no
the guys.
No kidding.
So,
Well, you know, I mean, you were starting from scratch, so at some point, you know, hey, I'm getting pretty good at this.
Yeah.
So how did that happen for you? How did you, was it just practicing at home? Did you play with any guys around here as well? Maybe worship bands and things?
Or? Yeah. So my dad was a drummer back in high school.
Sure.
So he kind of pointed me in the right direction when I first started. And after that, was just I listened to a lot of music, a lot of Christian rock music. I remember looking back, just learning a lot from watching people. So I've always kind of been a visual learner.
You bet.
So I grew up going to a lot of Disciple concerts. We went to Sunshine Festival for several years.
You bet.
Just watched a lot of musicians, a lot of drummers play, and I just kind of picked up on things. So it has come pretty naturally to me. I just believe it's a gift given from God.
Yes, yes, amen.
That I can use for Him. So, and then kind of probably 2013, 2014, we started going back to my home church in Walker. It's the Calvary E-Free Church.
Yes.
And Pastor Jared Norvold, he was the worship pastor there for several years.
Yeah, and a great musician.
Yes, he is. Yep, so he kind of took me under wing and put me in front of people up on stage. I probably made some people deaf the first Sunday I played. But yeah, it was just that whole congregation's always been so loving and supportive towards musicians especially. So Pastor Jared, I played with him for probably 3-4 years. Actually, until probably more than that, even until this last year.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Just a lot of years playing worship, playing in front of people at church, worshiping the Lord that way. So that really ironed out a lot of my...
Your confidence just right was growing, and for sure.
Yeah.
James Stolhammer in the studio with me, and he's a member of the band Chaotic Resemblance, and we're just talking about how he got his love for drumming and Christian rock and so forth. So at some point, you said, hey, maybe there's a band out there that could use a drummer, and you made yourself available. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, I remember just looking on like YouTube, see how other guys did it. You know, there's so many drummers out there that will just grind away at trying to get covers out, try to get people's attention. And I never really did that. It just seemed so exhausting to try to do it that way. And I just told the Lord, I remember sometimes even I'd just be showering, you know, having my rock music in the background, my Christian rock, and just so felt so passionate about it and wanting to be used by the Lord in that way. And I remember sometimes, you know, just crying and saying, Lord, use me however you want to. And so I just left it up in the Lord's hands, said, if you want me in a band, I'll just trust you to bring the right thing along at the right time. And sure enough, in 2020, my wife and I got engaged. And then
it was a big year for you.
It was, we got engaged in May of 2020. And then in about August, a month before our wedding, Logan from the band messaged me. Started probing me with questions, seeing what kind of drumming I did, because Logan and I had talked for probably 5 years on and off, just
keeping
in touch with each other. I reached out in 2015 to these guys and just said, hey, I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're singing
for
Jesus.
Go for it.
Yep, singing for Jesus, and they looked cool. They're awesome Christian rock bands. So I was like, hey, you know, you guys are awesome. Thanks for what you're doing. So he kept in touch with me for about those 5 years.
Okay.
And back in 2020, when their drummer stepped down, he started asking me questions because he knew I loved the Lord and was a drummer. So in August, he said, hey, you want to join a band? And I was like, yeah,
let's go. It'd
be great. So I talked with Stephanie about it, and I was like, yeah, we're going to need to wait a couple months probably because we're getting married in a month. But by the time November came around, I was working through the audition process and practicing their songs. And by the time November, December came around, we went down for the audition and practiced with the guys for a week. And they prayed us in at the end of the week. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And they're really focused on Jesus. Let's talk about that because, you know, I don't think you would have joined them if it wasn't for the fact that they had that focus on Christ, not just in the music, but even sharing the word, right, at concerts and so forth.
Yeah.
So, you know, first of all, what Chaotic Resemblance, what does that mean to you, the name of the band? And then and tell us about that deep of a focus on Christ.
Yeah. Well, the band was started in 2007 with their singer, Travis. He was just in high school. And he, similar to me, he just felt that it was the calling of the Lord on his life to do this, to be in a Christian rock band, to be the singer. And the name of the band, Chaotic Resemblance, a lot of people ask us because it's so unique.
Yeah.
And it was actually something his mom came up with. The original name when he first started way back was Sons of Thunder.
Okay.
And it morphed into Chaotic Resemblance because of Isaiah 40, verse 18. This is what it says. It says, to whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to him? And so often I think it's easy for us to try to fit Jesus into a puzzle piece. But Jesus really isn't a cookie cutter type thing, you know. It's kind of like a one size fits all, you know. Like
Amen.
Jesus is for every nation, every people on earth, every tongue that will confess him as Lord. So a lot of the people we reach are drug addicts, alcoholics, people that look rough on the outside. But if they give their life to Jesus, they start resembling him, even if the outside looks a little bit chaotic.
A little chaotic.
So they're resembling Jesus in a chaotic way. So that's kind of where the name came from.
I love it. Yeah. And then at concerts, do you take some time to get into the word and so forth, would you say?
We do. Yeah. 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 So before every show, we pull away into a back room somewhere and spend some time in prayer and the word together, us three guys. So that's always a special time that we share together. And that really fuels the whole concert, you know.
Yeah.
We go and we get up there and we want to represent Christ well on stage and off stage.
Yeah.
With what we do behind closed doors and in public. So that's really just, when I think of our concerts, it's just an expression of our lives that we live off stage, you know. It's,
yeah, amen.
Yeah, and that comes out, and Travis is preaching. He's a bold preacher. I don't know anyone that's...
So he does preach.
He does. He preaches hard. And yeah, I don't know anyone that resembles Jesus more than Travis McConnell.
Wow.
And I don't know anyone that spends more time in his Bible. So it's just very wonderful.
Three guys in chaotic resemblance. Are they all married? Or
they are, yeah.
So all three of you guys are married. And you guys are going to be... Here's the dates, you guys. Coming up April 19th at House of Prayer right by the BSU campus. And then Saturday the 20th at Calvary Chapel.
Yeah, right here in Bemidji.
Just down the street from where we are right now. A week later or so, you are going to be at Walker as well. Is
we
that
will
right?
Be, yep, leading Sunday morning worship.
Okay.
So that'll be at 9 and 10:30 a.m. both services at the Calvary Evangelical Free Church in Walker, Minnesota.
Okay.
So.
When you guys are out, is it always by yourself, or are you ever in a tour of any kind with a couple of other bands?
Yeah. So we got some tours coming up throughout the year. So, but yeah, we've been on tour with Spoken and Behold the Beloved, just a couple of those really awesome bands. So we play with a lot of different Christian groups throughout the year, a lot of festivals.
What do you prefer, going by yourself as a group, or do you like the festival or tours?
It's I like kind of a mix of it. I like both. So
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's great when we're alone. It's great when we're with other guys in bands. So, it's just really whatever the Lord brings our way is... It's always the right thing. So, this last year we were on tour with Seventh-day Slumber, and that was a really great tour.
I bet.
It was really awesome. A lot of people gave their lives to Jesus. So,
love that. All right. Well, again, they're coming. It's called King's Revival.
It is.
Is that the name of? What's that the name of? Just the tour? Or?
So it's the event, but King's is a local ministry group.
Okay,
here.
It is tied to those
it
guys.
It is, yep.
So Devin and,
yep,
and
Devin
those guys.
Barrett.
Sure,
just awesome guys. I met them back in 2017. Actually went to one of their revivals they had, so that's when I first came in contact with them. But yeah, it's awesome guys. They love Jesus. They have a heart for Bemidji, and especially the kids at BSU. The college kids in the area that need Jesus. So they've been serving here for a long time. So actually, the first time we came into Bemidji was, I believe, 2022. And Kings are the ones that had us.
Okay.
So we're coming back again.
King's Revival.
Yep, King's Revival.
All right, April 19th, House of Prayer in by the campus, BSU, and then on Saturday the 20th at Calvary Chapel in Bemidji, and it's free.
It is free. Yep.
Okay.
Free. Starts at 7:30 p.m. both nights. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
No tickets or anything?
Nope, no tickets.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to be...
You just don't need money. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, praise God, and we'll be talking about it here, too, and... You know, who knows? Any thoughts on the future with Chaotic Resemblance? I mean, are you pretty happy with the way things are going? Or I suppose God could open up bigger doors too.
Yeah, really. We just kind of take whatever the Lord gives us. So we're gonna just keep trusting the Lord and keep playing and just follow the Lord's last marching orders, as Travis likes to say. So this is what He's told us to do. So we're gonna do it as long as He says. So preach the gospel. See people saved and delivered and healed.
What's good to get you in here? You guys live here in Bemidji when you're not touring.
Yeah.
Which, how many days are you away from Bemidji, would you say, throughout the year? Is it like a third of the year you're gone?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably close to a third.
Okay.
Especially a lot of the summer, we're out on the road. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Stephanie, she's good with that?
Yeah, I go with that.
She probably enjoys it.
So. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, James Stolhammer, thanks for coming in here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Pray God will use it big time, and I'm sure He will.
Yeah, you know? He will. We're expecting great things.
There's going to be a lot of college students around on April 19th and 20th, anybody's welcome for sure. Let's pack it out. And you guys have some albums that you've released, I suppose?
We do, Our latest album called Nazarites came out in the summer of 2022.
Okay.
So we've been playing that for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Maybe unveiling a new song in Bemidji for the very first time. So
there you go.
Yeah, we're excited.
Awesome. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good to see you. James Stollhammer, his wife Stephanie, his son John, all here, and James, a part of the band Chaotic Resemblance, and let's support them for sure. We'll tell you more about it right here on Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.